Yesterday, a terrorism advisor at the White House, John Brennan, suggested that al-Qaeda is going to be buried along with Osama bin Laden. And not surprisingly, representatives of the Taliban and al-Qaeda in the South Asia suggested that news of their death might be premature, not surprisingly. But what is the future for these organizations? A look at the reaction from Afghanistan and Pakistan to the death of Osama bin Laden. We have the BBC's Shoaib Hassan in Islamabad, Pakistan. Shoaib, what has been the reaction of the representatives you've spoken with?
Well, there was, confusion in the beginning. They were not sure whether he was dead or not. But later on, it was confirmed from their own sources. They said that he has, that the sheikh, as they call him, has been killed. They're planning, one organization is actually planning to hold funeral prayers for Osama bin Laden in Karachi today, later on this afternoon. So they're quite sure now that he's dead. And they are saying that they will retaliate strongly against Pakistan and also against the United States, especially in Afghanistan.
Any form of that retaliation? There's an alert that continues around the world at U.S. embassies and all of the U.S. facilities in Pakistan, we understand, that are affiliated with the State Department are closed until further notice.
The embassy in Islamabad and the consulates in Peshawar and Quetta, I think, are closed. The ones in Karachi are working as normal. Definitely, there is a threat. There is expected to be some sort of reprisal attacks, revenge for Osama bin Laden's death. The militants were confused in the initial hours after reports of him being killed by U.S. Special Forces broke. But now they're very angry, and they are saying that we will take revenge not just against the Americans but against Pakistani security forces who they say were involved in the operation.
The BBC's Shoaib Hassan in Islamabad, Pakistan. Is there any sense that the reaction took the form of, oh, that old guy? Gosh, he's been out of the picture for a long time. He's utterly insignificant. Or were they rallying to him as more of a hero?
I don't think, from what I've heard over the last 5-6 years, that Osama had the sort of operational command that he used to before 9/11. He was definitely the icon for everybody in the militancy circles. I spoke to one young man, a young Taliban fighter in southern Pakistan, and just hours after Osama was killed, and he said that he felt like he had lost his own father. He spoke softly, but he was very angry, and that's the feeling I've been getting. They're building up to their emotions, and they are going to strike where and when they can as hard as possible.
Finally, any concern among the al-Qaeda you talked with about the capture of hard drives and documents at that compound, that names might appear on those documents before we go?
Well, we didn't know that when I spoke to them, so I haven't asked them those questions, but I don't think they would care at the moment. I think the biggest issue with them was that Osama bin Laden, the sheikh, is dead.
BBC's Shoaib Hassan gauging reaction among representatives of al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Islamabad, Pakistan. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.